Well, last week we looked at a proverb from the Bible, Proverbs 18, verse 10. And this Sunday we're looking at another proverb, Proverb 29 and verse 25. And here it is. This is what it says. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Proverbs 29, verse 25. Let's say this together on three. One, two, three. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. So that's a verse that we are looking at today from the book of Proverbs. And I suppose the question I've got for you today is simply this. What do you care about most? In life, what do you care about most? Think about that question, play it around in your mind, and let's see whether by the end of this time together, you've got the right answer or you're thinking along the right lines. So the first part of the verse I want to look at is this first sentence. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. That's the first thing we want to look at. Someone has said this, the oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear. And the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown. I wonder if you can relate to that. The fear of the unknown. And this whole COVID thing has been fear of the unknown, hasn't it? Now, some of the younger members of our congregation, I wonder, can you tell me what this is? What this creature is? Anyone know what this creature is? There's a clue on the screen, but does any of the younger members of our congregation know what that creature is called? There's a clue on the far right-hand side of your screen. Anyone know? Sorry?
Gecko.
Can't hear you.
Gecko!
I don't like it. It's a gecko! Now, in really warm countries like Jamaica or South Africa, these little guys live in people's houses. And they're quite useful because they eat insects. But my mother has a bit of a phobia, a fear of geckos. It's actually quite funny. Don't tell her I said that. It's quite funny. And so she doesn't really like geckos. But some people don't like these creatures. Anyone know what these are? Something to do with the fact they're slimy and they wriggle over each other, and just me saying that would make her go, because she hates worms. Now, put your hands up if you've got a fear of these creatures. Oh, we've got a few hands up. Now, you can tell by the number of legs. What is that?
Spider.
Yes, that's a spider. Spiders have 8 legs, and some people hate spiders. They've got a real fear of spiders. Well, I've got a friend, and he would never ever do, well, I don't think he would do what the woman in the next slide is doing. See if you can work out what he has a fear of. Okay? It's not nice, Katie. What do you think my friend is afraid of? Got a real fear of?
Yes. Heights.
Shall we see?
Heights.
Yes. He doesn't like heights. He's got a fear of heights. Other common fears include fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of change, fear of losing, or fear of public speaking, like what I'm doing. Some people hate standing in front of a crowd and doing what I'm doing. But fear can be a good thing sometimes. For example, fear of failure might drive you to want to succeed in life. Or fear of rejection might mean you work harder in your relationship with other people. Fear of change might mean you learn to adapt to various situations. Fear of losing. I hate losing. So it might mean you practice harder, whether it be in football or netball or gymnastics or whatever. You don't want to lose, you practice. Some of the best athletes are those who practice longer and harder than others. Fear of public speaking, well, I have no idea how you get over that one, because I've been doing it for over 20 years and I still get a bit fearful of doing what I'm doing now, believe it or not. So fear can be a good thing. Who knows what this is?
That is my favourite.
Who knows what this is? Apart from Pelé, yes. It's a play. Someone said this. Too much fear is like trying to fly in an aeroplane with excess baggage. You might have to dump some or pay a hefty price to check it. I wonder what kind of person you are. The kind of person who tries to deal with or get rid of your fear, or the kind of person who ends up paying a big, big price for the fact that you're always fearful. Well, interestingly, our verse doesn't mention any of the fears that I've just mentioned. What it does mention is this: fear of man. That will prove to be a snare. A snare is a kind of trap, like the two things you can see on the screen at the bottom. That's a trap. And if you get caught in it, you get your foot trapped in it, you can't get loose. And in fact, when I came back from holiday, we put out some mouse traps. And when we got back, one of our mouse traps had been set off. And there was a dead animal inside it. I thought some traps can be deadly. Not very nice. But we're told that fear of man can be like that, a trap. And even, perhaps, a deadly one. Fear of man will prove to be a snare. And how does fear of other people manifest itself? Well, I think one way in which it does, which is quite common, is that because we fear other people, we end up being a people-pleasing sort of person. You know, the kind of person who is always worried, they're always worried because they want people to be pleased and to be happy all the time. They say, what will they think of me? If I do A, what will they think of me? Or, what if I say no? I like people to be happy, but if I say no, perhaps they won't be my friends anymore. We're so keen to please people that we always want them to be our friends. We never want them to be unhappy. We think, if I say that I love Jesus, maybe they'll get mad at me, so I won't say I love Jesus. Because it's more important to please them than to please God, perhaps. Or we say to ourselves, I wish I could say no. I'm the people-pleasing person never wants to say no because they never want people to be unhappy with them. Even though sometimes it's right and good to say no. I wonder, can you relate to that? Who can tell me what's in that bottle? Who knows what's in that bottle? Yes, Abraham. Say that a bit louder, that's just exactly wrong, I can't hear you.
Poison!
Poison, that's right! Poison. Well, you see, our verse is trying to tell us that fearing what people think of us the whole time is poisonous. It poisons our relationship with God, and it can poison our relationship with one another. Fear of man, wanting to please people all the time, isn't always a bad thing, but it can be poisonous to our relationship with God and to other people. Does anyone know what this is?
Antidote.
Yeah, but what's an antidote? You can read, that's great, but what's an antidote? Anyone know what an antidote is? I'm going to have to go with Dele. What's an antidote, Dele? That's right. An antidote is a cure for a poison. And I think our verse gives us the cure for our fear of man. It gives us the cure for wanting always and only to please people around us the whole time. Fear of man proves to be a snare, but the second part of the verse says, but. That's a very big, small word. But. Whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. I wonder if you notice that both our verses, last week and this week, end with exactly the same word, the word safe. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. The person who trusts in the Lord, here's the point, the person who trusts in the Lord fears God more than they fear other people. Please don't dismiss this verse. It's only one small verse in the Bible, but has a long, 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 long reach. The person who trusts in the Lord fears God more than they fear other people. That's the remedy. And do you know why we can trust God? Well, because God is for us if we are trusting in the Lord Jesus. Here's some great words from the book of Romans. If God is for us, who can be against us? Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died for us, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. You see what he's saying? This is Paul in Romans. If God is pleased with you, if God is for you, then you don't need to worry about what other people think of you. Because the most important person in the galaxy is pleased with you. And so you don't need to worry about what other people think. So here's the conclusion. You need to fear God more than you fear other people. You need to want to please God more than you want to please other people. You need to want to trust, rely, depend on God more than you trust, rely, depend on other people. So back to our question. What do you care about most? Fearing God or others? Pleasing God or others? Trusting, relying, depending on God more than others. Fear of man will prove to be a snare, a trap, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Even one verse of your word, your Bible, can cut us to the heart as we recognize that we often fear other people. We often want to please other people more than we want to fear and to trust you. Forgive us and help us to recognize that you're the most important person in our lives, and that we should want to fear, we should want to please, we should want to trust you more than anyone or anything else. By your Holy Spirit, help us from today onwards to want to do that. And we pray these things for Jesus' sake.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.